Hello and welcome back to the Faith Prayer Service channel. Today we're going to be talking about the lost sheep and how it relates to our lives and how it relates to every single day and every single person. So the lost sheep is a story about a shepherd who loses his, or one of his sheep go missing. One out of the 99, or the one out of 100. So there's 99 other sheep and one goes missing, and he goes and looks for them. And he finds him, and then he brings it back, and they have a celebration because he found his lost sheep. So this is the parable of lost sheep. Now, all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep, and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and goes after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls his friends together and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 righteous people who need no repentance. This is a very exciting and very true story because Jesus does then. So at the beginning, it's saying, now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. Tax collectors were known as bad people because they were taking money, right? Coming near to him. Him is Jesus. They were coming because Jesus is telling this story. And so the Pharisees and the scribes don't like Jesus because Jesus is gaining so much power. They're scared that he's going to have more power than they do. So they don't want to lose their power. And so they say, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So that is pretty much what the Eucharist is, what church is. So when we go to church, Jesus is welcoming us sinners. And every one of us is sinners. He welcomes us into his house, and he eats with us. And we take him in through the Eucharist. And so this story relates to our life because when we leave, Jesus will come and fetch us and find us. He will come, and then when he finds us and we repent, he will rejoice over us because he has found his lost one. He has found the love of his life because Jesus loves us all equally, and Jesus loves us all the same, that he would not want one of us to perish. He would leave the 99 other to find one of us because he loves us so, so much. And so this is another story. So the other stories that I've been doing was like Zacchaeus the tax collector and the parable of the lost son. And the parable of the lost son is very, very similar to the parable of the lost sheep. In the end, the father rejoices over his son who took all his money and who went and spent it all. And then in the end of this, Jesus rejoices, or the shepherd rejoices over his lost sheep. We see this, that Jesus and God love us all so much that even if we leave, when we find him, he will love us even more. He will love us, and he will rejoice over us. Like in the parable of the lost son, which was in the other video, you can find out that he spots him running from a far distance. And in this, we see he goes out and looks for them. He goes out. And so these two parables are teaching us Jesus loves us so much, he will go out to find us. He will search for us. Now, I'm not saying that. So God knows every thought, every word, and every thing that you do, right? So if you do something bad, he knows what you did. But he also knows when you try to get out of sin, when you try to rig the system so that you can live this sinful life, but then also then get into heaven, right? He knows that. So he will try to find us, but then it is our job to cater to that. It's our job to help that, to want that. It's our job to need that. John the Baptist, or no, I think it might have been St. Paul, said, I don't, like, want to do this. No, he said he does want to do this, but he said, my life, I strive for him. I can't live without him. I love him so much. And we all can do that. We all have that in us. It's just we tend to block that out with trying to be cool or trying to be the top or the trying to be rich or having the nicest job or the nicest car. And then that love gets separated at the bottom of our hearts. So we need to want that. Because people tend to just be like, okay, Jesus loves me, then I want this, 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 and this. Jesus loves me, well then, why isn't he? He is. You need to cater to that. Go to church, go to a confession, get baptized. The best thing you can do for your life is get baptized. Because if you go to my website, I have a newsletter. And in the first newsletter, it's not up there anymore, but in the first newsletter, it says that sinners will not go into heaven, but through the waters of baptism, anybody can enter the kingdom of heaven. And through the words of repentance, anybody can enter the kingdom of heaven. And so I strongly urge you to urge someone else, go to somebody else, and I'm going to you. Tell them to get baptized. Get baptized, go to repentance, get your first Holy Communion, and start living the life that you yearn for. Because I think it was St. Paul said, I yearn for him. I need him. I can't live without him. So please, listen to what God is telling you. Search for what God wants you to do. God loves you so much, no matter who you are. This is a message, if you're watching this is a message directly to you. God loves you so much. He wants you. So, and he wants you to want him. Most people, it gets twisted most times. In Adam, the story of Adam and Eve, it says, I heard a talk and it said, God wanted to be with Adam and Eve, but through the fall of free will, which we have, because if we didn't, we would just be God's robots. Through the fall of free will, Adam and Eve couldn't be with God. God couldn't be with his creation that he loved so much. God wanted to be with Adam and Eve, but he couldn't. And so he made a promise. I will do whatever it takes so that I can be with you again. And so he sent his only son to be the apple to be put back on the tree. Adam and Eve took the apple off the tree, and Jesus put the apple back on the tree by going on the cross. God always wanted to be with you, and God always wants to be with you. So want to be with him. I can guarantee that he loves you. This is a message straight to whoever is watching this. He loves you and he wants you. All right, let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, thank you for today and thank you for every day. And thank you for this word of scripture that teaches us that you want us and that you're with us and that you will do whatever it takes to get to us. Thank you so much for a wonderful sun and if it's raining wherever you are, a wonderful rain so that it can grow trees and grow sprouts. Please help us continue to grow in our faith. Thank you, Lord, so much. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining, and if you missed anything, you can always go back and rewatch it because I'll post it on my main channel. Thank you so much, and I'll hopefully see you next week.